Well, let's meet one of the members of the choir, Matt McDonald. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
What year are you in school?
I'm a junior at St. Olaf.
Did you go to St. Olaf because of the choir?
I did originally through Dr. Armstrong when the choir toured down to Australia in Sydney.
So they sort of picked you up on a swing south.
Yes, he did.
Are you a choral major?
I'm actually a vocal performance major at St. Olaf.
Now, this next piece of music I want you to help me introduce. This is called Past Life Melodies by Sarah Hopkins. Wonderful title. What's at the heart of this piece?
Sarah Hopkins is an Australian composer, and I guess this piece it's really got a lot of depth to it. While it doesn't hold any text, I guess a lot of the music held in it is very rich, very deep, and it's broken up into three sections, I guess, but I'll just mention the last section is the most interesting for me, and I'm sure for the choir. It incorporates the ancient vocal technique of harmonic overtone singing, in which if you've ever heard a didgeridoo, which is the instrument native to the native Aboriginal Australian, it's a wooden instrument hollowed out by termites, which produces a really rich and deep drone, which I think the choir holds really well. And then using techniques of the mouth and the beauty of the voice, we were able to produce high flute sounds, which I think you'll hear quite well.
When I first heard this, I could not believe it. I mean, one person sings a note, and then by changing sort of the shape of your vocal cavity and your throat, you produce a second note much higher than that on top of that. And it's an unbelievable sound.
Yeah, it's quite a lot of fun for us, too, I think. And you'll hear when some of these talented singers get up and do this, you can actually hear melodies in the high overtones by producing just one note, staying on one note with the voice, and then with manipulating the mouth shapes, you'll hear melodies, and it's quite a lot of fun.
Okay, well, let's hear it. The piece is called Past Life Melodies by Sarah Hopkins. This will be sung for us by the 75 members of the St. Olaf Choir, and listen in the third section for those high harmonics, those overtone singings. The St. Olaf Choir, led by Dr. Anton Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
haunting sound. That's music by Sarah Hopkins. It's called Past Life Melodies. And all of those sounds were produced by the human voice, the 75 voices of the St. Olaf Choir, joining us in NPR's Studio 4A. No hidden electronics, no hidden flutes or anything else. All the human voice. I hope you have very good speakers wherever you're listening so that you could hear some of those really high harmonics and those swooping sounds and very high-pitched notes. Remarkable sound, and all of that coming from the human voice.